Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Answers that make you feel better about his temperament, his attitude, his drive to be a great player. There's not going to be any kind of admission of blame there. No contrition whatsoever. That's just not the way he's going to come across in these situations. I think he would be better off with fans and maybe even some of his teammates if he did that, but he's created this adversarial relationship. Did you see the quote from Deshaun Elliott that makes some Steelers fans think that Deshaun Elliott is advocating for a George Pickens for Davante Adams swap?
I might have missed this one, actually.
Donnie, have you seen this?
I have not.
Deshaun Elliott here. I'm going to pull up the tweet right now. At Steelers Space tweeted this.
As opposed to outer space.
Deshaun Elliott wants Davante Adams in the Berg. And then the quote, if we need to sell my G-Wagon, we can sell it. I'd love to have him.
What car manufacturer makes the G-Wagon, Donnie?
I don't know.
Pony?
I think BMW.
Wrong.
Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. I knew it was a big one. Yeah. People thinking G-Wagon stands for George.
No, it's a literal type of car. You think he's just, you think Deshaun's talking in code there?
I'm just saying. No, it starts with the same letter. That's what fans think, that this is his way of
subtly putting George out there on the trade block in Deshaun Elliott's mind.
And for Davante Adams in a swap.
I've heard Deshaun Elliott talk a bunch this year.
Yeah.
He sounds like a very sharp guy. Like,
well,
a guy
wouldn't
who
it be sharp
do
to
this,
say it?
Like a guy who could do this for a living. Like, he's very smooth talker.
Would do a good show on the station, I think. But is it possible that this is his way of
subtly firing a shot in Pickens' direction, like, yeah, get this guy the hell out of here? Possibly. I wouldn't. If it were another guy, I think he might just be saying G-Wagon because that's a rich person's car.
Yep.
And a lot of players probably have them.
My friend Nick Wright drives a baby blue G-Wagon. Congratulations on all his success.
Nick is rich, I would say. Like, close to athlete
when
rich.
Are we going to get our day in the sun, Malsy?
I think you've already. You're,
when are we going to get to that level of fame and stardom?
You do a podcast with Patrick Peterson, a future Hall of Famer. You're going out to Circa in Las Vegas later tonight. You're flying out. They're paying for you to be there. People are going to come and see you. So I think the answer is very soon for you. Absolutely when hell freezes over for me.
God.
But I'm really – I'll start today by saying this. I am – a couple things. Like, you had an epiphany – earlier this
Bless
week.
You, Charlie. That was one of the loudest sneezes I think I've ever heard here that
you've never worked with Starkey.
Made it on air.
Never worked with Starkey where it would be anyway, you had an epiphany earlier this week. I had an epiphany of a different kind today. Not that I expect anything different, but when guys like Pickens finally meet with the media, I do think there's a small percentage of our audience, of Steelers fans, who are hoping for like some cathartic remarks where he cuts the profile of the penitent sinner here, like a kid who gets called out on the carpet and goes, you know what, Teach? I was wrong. It was wrong. Like, you know, something out of a movie, right, where the bully or the bad guy.
How about a heartfelt apology? How about
anything?
I'm sorry.
In like a coming of age movie where somebody that you're not rooting for because of their behavior, like, finally sees the error of their ways and says, you know what, I've been doing this all wrong.
Yep.
But it just struck me today when I started to see the quotes trickle out and like the videos that were being posted from like literally every angle around him. One of those questions Brooke asked didn't get a verbal answer. He just looked at her and nodded. And
he
like
mean-mugged her.
Shook his head no, though, but made it very obvious like the answer is no. And I just thought to myself, why would anybody expect any different here? Why does anybody really expect that Mike Tomlin, anytime on a Tuesday after they lose, is ever really going to give up anything that you want to hear him say? They're not. He's not. Pickens isn't. They're not giving anyone their pound of flesh. And in Pickens' case, in Tomlin's case, I can at least say this. I think Mike desperately and badly wants to win, and I think he has a flawed methodology in the modern NFL, but I know Mike Tomlin is a competitive dude who hates the thought of losing. George Pickens says he's competitive. Guys around him say, oh yeah, he really wants to win, when they're trying to close ranks. I really am starting to wonder and have grave levels of concern, regardless of what Michael Brewerly, the possible Pickens burner account, was tweeting people yesterday. It just doesn't seem like this is a guy who's attitude matches the vibe he wants people to think he's putting off. You know, whenever people say things about him, or he'll occasionally say something like, oh yeah, I'm working hard. I know he said he's working hard today. I think that was another one of his comments. I talk is cheap at this point for this guy.
Dulac in his chat said, trade him if the nonsense continues. Is that where you're at on George Pickens?
Put it this way, I'll answer that question thusly. Probably beginning of this year and for the entirety of his tenure leading up to through the beginning of this year, I'd have said, that's crazy. He's your best offensive talent. Like, you have to find a way to make it work. Man, don't you ever just get sick of something enough where you say, screw it, I just don't care. Like, if they were to trade him, and even if I thought the return was underwhelming, I'd be like, fine, let's just move on from this. It's getting annoying. Antonio Brown's the guy he gets comped to by far the most. Antonio Brown was 50 times the player George Pickens is. I mean, he was an all-time great. What's George Pickens? I've often said, and a lot of people actually agree with this, Ryan Clark, he might be the most physically gifted guy in the league. On how many teams would he actually be wide receiver one? It's not nearly as many as he thinks. He wouldn't be wide receiver one ahead of a Jamar Chase, a Justin Jefferson, a Tyreek Hill.
Sure.
Probably not a Devontae Adams. In fact, definitely not. You know, you could go on and on and on and list the teams where he just wouldn't crack the very top of the depth chart. But here, he's been enabled like he's Jerry Rice in his prime production-wise.
He's also had us make excuses for him because of the offense he's played in and the quarterbacks he's been around. And I'm not saying that that hasn't negatively affected his career. I think it has. I think there are probably situations where if he had been drafted there, he would have been put in a position to flourish and have a very successful career. But the way he's responded to that adversity is piss poor. It's embarrassing, actually, that we have to keep having these conversations about him. You know, the reason why I really don't want to trade him, this is might surprise you, I don't want to let Tomlin off the hook. Mike, this is your bed, man. Sleep in it. You figure it out.
If you trade him, he's not being let off the hook. It becomes an abject failure. You had to trade him for, it might not be for Devontae Adams, it might just be trade him for a second or third
well,
or a
right,
pick
but
if somebody
does,
wants
that
to take the
risk.
That
does nothing for them this year.
No, I know. I don't think trading him would let Mike off the hook. I think it would be seen as a complete failure of Mike to actually get the most out of the player in the long term.
But the whole point of me giving him the money that he's making is for him to manage personalities and players and do a good job at it.
Yep.
And I'm going to just take that problem off his hands? If I don't think he can, if I'm Omar Khan, or if I'm, more, not Omar Khan, if I'm Art Rooney, I'm looking at this logically and not just blindly believing in Mike Tomlin, what's the point in me treating him like an elite coach if I have to take these issues off his hand and not trust him to remedy the situation?
I think he I think he looks at Mike as an elite coach and as somebody we're firing him as a non-starter, because I think Art likes having the perception around this team, because so much of the national media will repeat it ad infinitum, that they're just the steady Eddie franchise that doesn't fire coaches. It's been one of the biggest problems going for them. I think Art borderline fetishizes this idea, hey, look, we're the Steelers. What's our identity? We're steady at the coaching position. And look at what it's yielded. No losing seasons in 17 years. Wow.
No, I don't think that it's an ultimatum situation where if you don't get more out of George Pickens, you're going to get fired. I'm not naive enough to think that one player, one bad egg, is going to undo all of the equity that Tomlin has built up with his owner, who treats him like he walks on water. I'm not saying or articulating that. I am just saying the owner himself has said, what is it about Mike Tomlin that you like as a coach? And he has said repeatedly, it's that guys play hard for him. That's one of his go-to lines on this. So you drafted a guy knowing that he was maybe questionable in that area because you think your coach is better at getting that out of the player than
any other
guy in the league. Right.
And he's not.
Yes. So I'm not... Like, I would be so upset if I were Art Rooney and Mike Tomlin and or Omar Khan came to me and said, look, this has just become untenable. We got to get rid of this guy essentially for pennies on the dollar. Because it would turn into a pirate situation for me where it's like, gee damn it, if I watch this guy go somewhere else and keep his head screwed on straight and put up numbers, I'm going to blow my top.
Well, to ensure that that doesn't happen, you'd have to find a team without a very good quarterback willing to trade for him. Because I'll tell you right now, if he goes somewhere where there's a really good quarterback and established hierarchy, I think he would put up huge numbers.
He'd keep his mouth shut?
Yeah, because he'd be putting up huge numbers. When the guy put up numbers at the end of last year, you didn't hear so much as a peep from him. In fact, he actually looked like an engaged teammate. That is the second half of this, but like I'm not inclined to give George Pickens an out because they run a rudimentary offense.
He still had
the
horrible fumble in Buffalo where it was another one of those situations where like a guy that is a number one wide receiver
would not make that play.
I'm
just not inclined to give him any outs about how they run their offense because he still received the most targets. Whether Arthur Smith knows how to get him the ball, because when he did get it in Indy, he fumbled inside the five and fundamentally changed that game. The chief mainline difference between George Pickens and Antonio Brown is Antonio Brown was an established great player who delivered the goods on the field, and George Pickens hasn't done it regularly enough.
Donnie, is that where you're at? Dulac says he'd trade him if this nonsense continues. Are you getting close to that?
I mean, I think if it gets completely overborne, yeah. I mean, I don't think we are to a point yet where it is, you know, FUBAR, like there's like a point to no return here. With him, I mean, again, we saw these episodes from him last season, and luckily he responded well. That's unfortunately, like, they may have to buck their trend a little bit of the conservative approach, because if they don't want to lose this guy, they simply, like, that's the only way to keep him engaged. That's the only way we know that. You let George Pickens get his, and listen, you might be forcing things, but if they want to keep him around, that's the only way they can solve that problem.
I mean, isn't that the other part of the problem here, though? Is that even when this guy is completely locked in and he's giving it his all, it's hard to create a situation where he always gets his, because if defenses are smart, if he's not taking himself out of the game, they can do that.
Correct, that's, which is why AB was always much more preferable, because he just wouldn't allow himself to be taken out of the game. George Pickens cares about his stats, but does not care so much that he will go hard no matter what because he thinks he's always going to get the ball. Antonio Brown always went, and it was because he had Roethlisberger too, and frankly Haley for most of that time, who knew how to get him the ball as well, for all people wanted to rip Todd Haley. There's none of that right now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.